We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for your patience. I'm Chris Jacobs, State Senator, 60th Senate District, which is lucky enough to represent this area in Evans and Sturgeon Point. I want to thank my partners in local and county government who are here, Town of Evans Supervisor Mary Hostler, Erie County Legislator Chairman John Mills, and Mike Schraff, the Evans Councilman, and Jeannie Macko, also from Evans Council. I want to thank the representatives from the Citizens Against Wind Turbines in Lake Erie who are here with us today, not only for participating in today's press conference, but for their active participation and support in our combined efforts to protect one of our greatest assets, our abundant Lake Erie and its fresh water. From the onset of this public outreach by Diamond Offshore Winds to advance a project that would place as many as 50 industrial turbines in Lake Erie waters bordering Hamburg, Evans, Brant, and Angola, I have had concerns about the impact of this project on our environment and our border security. Continuing dialogue in the community by groups like Citizens Against Wind Turbines in Lake Erie have kept all of us abreast of these issues and concerns associated with this project like this. But while the dialogue has continued, no new satisfactory answers or solutions have been found. The same concerns that existed weeks, months, and probably even years ago continue to linger today. We all have a right to be concerned and on guard. And let me take a moment to add some perspective. Look over my shoulder out across this beautiful lake behind me, and boy, did we get a great day today. Now try to picture Buffalo City Hall in your mind, kind of an odd thought. Only picture it another 100 feet taller. Take that massive structure you are picturing, City Hall plus 100, and multiply that by 50. And that is what we're talking about this wind turbine farm here. I met with the United States Border Patrol recently and learned of their investment in millions of taxpayer dollars on high-tech radar systems along the coastline of our international border so that they can identify and stop drug smuggling and human trafficking that is occurring along the corridor. And they highlighted the concerns how the shadowing here of these wind turbines would disable these radar systems. I met with Homeland Securities who confirmed this. Primary among the environmental concern raised is the negative impact from the disturbance of any dangerous or hazardous materials linked to our region's industrial base and heritage, our industrial past and heritage that have settled in the lake bed over many decades. The fears of this being destabilized and earthed by these massive foundations that would have to go in for these 50 wind turbines. The siting of this energy project is also something that really concerns us by what is known as Article 10 law, and I'm sure others will touch on this. The manner in which that the law is currently administered actually restricts input, no input at all from local residents and host municipalities instead of fostering it. It begs the question, who speaks up for the local communities on this? The Great Lakes account, and this is probably the main reason I am here today, the Great Lakes account for 84% of North America's surface fresh water, including the lakes, of course, of Lake Erie and Ontario that border New York State. 11 million people rely on Lake Erie for their drinking water, reinforcing that we must take decisive action now to protect the resource that is so vital to us and 11 million people. I mean, frankly, it's only about 2% of the water on this earth is fresh water, drinkable water, and accessible water. I mean, if we're going to talk about windmills, let's go to the 98% that's not keeping us sustained and alive. This bill would also restrict infrastructure for coming into local communities. So if they put it out in international waters but want to use Evans or Angola or somewhere to access for electricity, again, that comes under this moratorium. There are just simply too many questions, environmentally and others, that have not been answered, and we have not gotten clear directive of the process that at this point in time, I'm going to emulate what Ontario has done for a number of years and call for a moratorium until further notice. And I want to thank everybody for being here today. And at this point in time, I want to invite our supervisor, Mary Hostler, for being here, and I want to invite her to speak. Thank you, Mary.
Okay. Thank you, Chris. There are just too many unknowns. I've been at this for probably since the beginning of the year with the first meeting, bringing together Homeland Security, Border Patrol, our elected officials above, to bring attention to this after being notified by the Congressman's office. I've been working with a Sturgeon Point group for over 3 years to talk about tourism around our marina and how vital it is to the financial health of the town of Evans. But not only that, we have so many commercial fishing charters and recreational fishermen that depend on our lake and the fishing around it. When asked, you know, when you ask people like Diamond Wind who come in to present, and their main presenter is a lobbyist, which was shocking to me. It wasn't even a company representative, it's more the lobbyist speaking. So when a lobbyist comes in, you already know they already have an agenda and they're trying to push it forward. They couldn't answer the questions on the environmental issues, the impacts of wind turbines. They couldn't answer, they told us on the economical side that business would see a 300% increase in energy costs. What about those manufacturers depend on electricity? What would it do to their bottom lines? Without having, and then we talk about the incentives, the amount of money in an $800 million wind project that's proposed up in Ohio on Lake Erie. It would be $40 million worth of incentives. They could not answer how many jobs would be guaranteed, if it would be union labor. None of those questions could be answered. So to allow, to the state to allow something like this, to jeopardize a resource as big as Lake Erie and how many people depend on it, it would be irresponsible of us to allow it to happen. So I really thank Senator Jacobs for pushing through or proposing a resolution or a bill to put a moratorium on it. I think that's responsible of elected officials to do that. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. John, do you want to say?
Thank you, Senator. And Senator and Supervisor have covered the main points. Let me give you a little history on Lake Erie that I'm aware of. About 50 years ago, the federal government declared Lake Erie a dead lake. That was because of the toxins in that lake out there. The fish were loaded with toxins. It was a bad situation. I never forgot that. How can they possibly declare that a dead lake? We drink our water from that lake. So here we have the second largest city in New York, Buffalo, being jeopardized by a new technology that we don't feel is adequate for what our needs are, at least in our area. So it's the pecking order is real simple. Fresh water. This is a freshwater lake. We want to maintain fresh water. We don't want to disturb the base of the lake because that's where the toxins are buried over the years. So we have a clean lake, cleaner lake as the years go by. We have one of the best freshwater fisheries, not only in this country, but in the world. So why are we going to allow the greed of Wall Street to come in here with wind turbines into our freshwater lake? It's unacceptable. We're having committee meetings tomorrow, the Energy Environment Committee at the county legislature tomorrow. And speakers will be in from both sides. And we're going to air this and keep it in the front page of what has to happen to keep these turbines out of Lake Erie once and for all. Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Mary, for commenting on this. Thank you, media, for showing up, too.
Thank you. If there's, again, I think as Legislator Mills mentioned, it really, there's many reasons. I know we have the sport fishermen that would talk on this as well, this burgeoning and growing industry we have here. But it comes, the first point here that is driving this decision today is don't mess with the freshwater. Don't mess with our freshwater, our source of life, and the source of revitalization in our area. And I always remember my mom telling me about when she was growing up that it was declared a deadline late, how far we have come. So with that, I'll open it up to any questions.
Chris, how do you, I guess, weigh the idea of a renewable energy source to benefit all New Yorkers versus this district here, which would be affected by this? How do you convince other people in Albany that this outweighs the benefit, potentially, to New York?
Well, I would say as far as doing our fair share renewable-wise, that we do more than probably any other region in the state of New York, and it's called the Niagara Power Plant. If we were able to keep all that, we would probably be a net neutral area. We generate so much green energy. I don't know anyone else in the state that generates the amount of green energy using our natural resource. So at this point in time, I think we are doing more than our fair share. And if New York City needs more energy, they should do it in proximity to them. I don't even know if this would ever even get there, but there's so many questions on how much this would actually generate. But again, I really think that our power plant speaks for itself, and our legacy of generating green energy for this state and beyond is second to none.
There's also economic benefits for the communities that allow this to go up. Many municipalities have less population, they have less taxable money coming in. So this is actually a financial boost to the area. Do you not have to at some point decide, hey, what's the benefit and what's the negative?
Sure. Now just keep in mind that this legislation, and again, it's very similar to what has been in place in Ontario, is solely for freshwater bodies. So the Great Lakes and other freshwater bodies. Bodies of water that people use to depend on to live, to drink water. This has nothing to do with wind turbines on land. And that is really a local decision. If a community wants wind turbines, some say it's been the greatest thing for their communities. Others are against it. And I respect that. They have and should have that right. I believe this Article 10 needs to be revamped. And I know there's legislation, so there's more local input on this. But let's keep in mind, this is only about fresh water, only about Great Lakes and fresh water. And to my knowledge, I don't know about any benefit you're getting at this point in time that's been discussed, because this would be where this is located is in New York State waters, not in Evans or somewhere. So there's no, in addition to the risks, there's no economic benefit here.
Are there any other states that have put in legislation similar to yours? You got Minnesota, you got Wisconsin, you have Illinois, Indiana. Any other states that you know as of now that have legislation similar to what you're proposing?
I'm not sure about a moratorium. I know that there was recently an article today on a project that I think offshore of Rhode Island that was moving towards implementation, and now they've pulled back on it because of similar concerns. So a moratorium, and hey, If every one of these concerns is allayed, we can always go back and lift the moratorium. But the description that the supervisor, which is really shocking, that somebody from outside who doesn't really even know the industry but is a lobbyist and just basically says, we're going to do this and it'll be fine, that's not good enough. That's at least not good enough anymore nowadays. And that's why we're going to take this, and I believe this is going to have some momentum. I think other states, other regions in this area who depend on their freshwater lakes for their source of life or recreation or environmental or tourism are going to stand up with this, and I think this is something that we're going to see pass. Well, I don't know if Mary wants to talk about this, too. I've talked with Home Border Patrol. They've invested over the last number of years. And I don't believe Border Control has been consulted at all before this started moving forward. But they have invested on very sophisticated, very expensive technology, radar technology, and I think there's four kind of areas. One of this is this area, to be able to identify folks that shouldn't be coming into this region, country, or going out, whether it's human trafficking, which we've seen articles lately is more common than we would think in 2019, but also in terms of drugs. And, you know, we're very close proximity to a reservation, that sovereign territory. If somebody gets in there, the ability to identify them and get to them is very difficult, and they are aware of this. But our understanding in talking with them is the major shadowing that these city hall plus 100 feet structures would do would cause to disable this. And the question, I know there was a comment saying, oh, they can tweak it and recalibrate these systems very easily. And my understanding is that is not the case. It is not that easy. So.
Benefits for green energy, not to mention jobs, were basically outweighed any of the cons, and they've moved forward. Is there any reason to think that maybe that putting the wind turbines might have a similar result here?
Well, again, we have not gotten any report that there would be economic benefit here, and we have a lot of questions that have not been answered. And we're talking about we're environmental here too, and we're trying to defend an environmental resource, and you can't trump that just because it's quote unquote green. So I think again, these questions need to be answered. You know, again, Cleveland is talking about it. They haven't done it yet. Rhode Island was going to do it, and today or yesterday have pulled back. So if they end up doing it, we'll be watching it closely, and there'll be an example. But on this one, they can go first. Well, they haven't talked to the Army Corps of Engineers here, so.
So a couple months ago that Chris Collins held a similar press conference. He was opposing the wind turbines as well. On your side, do you have a lack of confidence at the federal level that something could get done to prevent this from happening?
Well, again, I certainly welcome the federal government interceding in this, too. I think it was more for national security issues, which is great. We're now focused on, that's one element. We are also, I think, again, the first and foremost is the fresh water, the natural resource we have, the incredible tourism industry that could be in jeopardy here, its impact on wildlife, the fish. We always talk about that when we're talking about gas pipelines, but yet these questions are not allowed to be raised now that we're talking about windmills. So I think that these are legitimate issues that we are raising, and certainly all hands on deck, I welcome federal involvement.
John, I got a follow-up question to you. If you just don't stand up to my mic. You mentioned that tomorrow there's going to be a county meeting about this issue. Can you tell me a little bit about who called it, and what do you plan on having discussion about?
Well, I serve on the Energy and Environment Committee, and I'm a former chairman of the legislature, so I talked to my colleagues on both sides of the aisle, and I introduced a resolution along with legislator Lynn Dixon to prohibit wind turbines in Lake Erie. So they decided, rather than go along with the resolution, which the legislature did 10 years ago unanimously, they wanted to talk about this. So we have these 2 hours of committee meetings, or two hours of a committee meeting with speakers coming in from the Sierra Club and from the other side of the aisle, which is the fishery advisory groups, the sportsman's club, just people with a lot of good information to air this out to the public, because it has to be done. People have to understand what's going on here. And just to comment on my fellow legislators in Ohio, that's their situation. This is not our situation. If you look at the background in Ohio, take a look at the Toledo Basin of Lake Erie. The fish come up here to spend their summers because the phosphate load and the algae is so bad down there. So maybe they should concentrate on taking care of their phosphate load that's going into that lake, which we all share. So I don't put a lot of, benefit in what they're doing down in that part of the lake.
But John, tomorrow you said there's going to be different groups representing the environmentalists. Do you have anybody coming in from the company that wants to put up the windmills? Or do you have anybody who is for the windmills on the lake?
think, to talk to you guys tomorrow?
Sierra Club.
They're for the windmills?
They're for the windmills, although they say that they are for protecting the environment. I don't get it. You know, how can you be in favor of protecting the environment and pushing windmills? So the Sierra Club will be there. I don't know if anyone from the company that represents the wind turbines will be there.
Did you invite them?
Yeah, everybody's been invited. It's going to be a two-hour meeting. So I appreciate the media all showing up because I think the residents of Erie County and the state of New York need to know what's going on with this freshwater lake.
There's been a lot of head nodding from the group here. Can I just ask a member of the group, of the citizens group, to just sort of step up and tell us why, from your perspective, it's important you're here today?
Sure. Well, as a charter captain on Lake Erie for the past 40 years, the industrial turbines would cause all kinds of chaos. Boating, restrictive, they say that we can get close to them. They're not going to allow you close to them. They're going to have a mile radius around them. We'll reduce boating traffic, fish migrations. Can you imagine putting these bases of these turbines on the bottom of the lake and that pollution that when I was a kid was all along the shoreline that's laying on the bottom, they disturb that. The drinking water in Buffalo will be undrinkable. So that's a huge part of it. Eagles, we have eagles along the shoreline here. Watch those videos of those eagles getting killed by wind turbines as well.
What does it mean to you personally? Why are you a part of this effort here today?
Just growing up in this area and seeing this beautiful shoreline, having turbines all along the shoreline. The visual part of it is nothing. It's, you asked about the jobs and the economic impact. The amount of power produced by those turbines is not going to justify all the damage it's going to do. And if it was coming here, maybe it'd be a different story, but it's not going to come here. Put them on the land, keep them out of the water. So, sure. Jim Hanley, Hanley. I'm a charter captain on Lake Erie.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.